Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Jatapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavangscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathang Vitang Tang Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitangscha Sri Vishakha Vitangscha Sri Vishakha Vishakha Sakhi, today the Tirubhav of Sri Ramananda Roy. Vishakha Sakhi of Krishna Leela, of Lalita Vishakha, descended to play this most important role in Gaura Leela. For in the company of Lalita, of Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Roy, or Lalita Vishakha, Mahaprabhu, in the Gambhira, the last 12 years of his manifest pastimes, primarily behind closed doors, plunging the depths of Radha Bhav. Because jari gaur na hoita, tabi ki hoite kemore dari tam dehe. Radhar mahima prema rasasima jagata janatake. Bahiranga sange kore namasam kirtan. With his public service and to the world at large, he's distributing nam sankirtan, the yuga, function of the yuga avatar. Antaranga Sanghe Kore Rasa Ashradan, but with his confidential associates, Rasa Ashradan, tasting Rasa, Radha, Sri Radha Pranaya Mahima Kirjishobaneva, Swadhyā, Yenadbhuta Madhurima Kirjishobane, Swadhyā Yenadbhuta, and tasting from her position. Krishna's already Rasa Raj. So this means, and from her perspective, and he wants to reveal to the world the glories of Srimati Radharani. She's the ultimate repository of Krishna consciousness. Krishna is not Krishna conscious. He's Krishna. Krishna consciousness means conscious of Krishna. That's the position of the devotee. So really in the Krishna consciousness movement is led by the devotee, the supreme devotee and all of her extensions, surrogates, proxies, and so wonderful is her position that Krishna himself, the curiosity is awakened within him. Aparam kasyapi prani janamandasya kutuki. Kutuki means curiosity. Surveying all of the super servitors, the Braja Gopis, headed by Srimati Radharani, he sees she outshines all others. Dyotamana. Right. Like Bhargo Bhai Bhushabhanu Jatma Bhivabhai Karadana Sripuram. As Gurudev said, once explained, Tungamani Mandirani, she's a lighthouse of Krishna Prem. So not only illuminating all directions, meaning with what? Service. Revealing what is service. Revealing Krishna conception is about serving Krishna. And so, and what else, the other function of lighthouse? The giving direction. Right? To come in this direction to the service world. But Krishna serving all these gopis, which are variously described as billions, millions, billions, trillion, sees that she outshines all the others, and he's even willing to tyag all the others to search for her alone. And that's in the Ramananda Samvad. Which is the talk of Ramananda to Mahaprabhu at Godavari. We know that later, when Mahaprabhu, after this tour, returns to Puri, because having taken sannyas, he goes to Puri, and after some time he goes on this tour of South India, having converted Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, to whom he revealed the Sadbhuj Murti, six arm form showing who was Ramachandra, who was Krishna, now is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Described by Kaviraj Goswami as his, he reveals his Ishvara Murti. That means his divinity. He's revealing to him his divinity. There's no necessity to reveal his divinity to Ramananda. That's already a given. But so when he returns from the South Indian tour, he says to Sarvabhauma I met so many, because along the way he meets the leading representatives from various sampradayas and converts them all, including Buddhists, and converts them all to Krishna conception, the superiority of Krishna conception. And he says to Ramananda that, I met many, but I didn't find anyone like you. And to speak of Guru Maharaj's sense of humor, he found this delightfully charming, as he said, and chuckled to himself. He said, Mahaprabhu is endorsing himself. What is Sarvabhauma but a creation of Mahaprabhu? He said, I never met anyone like you. Yes, after you got finished with him. Before that, who is Vasudev Sarvabhauma, Mr. Know-it-all, he knows everything, no one knows more than him, no one is more shastrically endowed. Mahaprabhu played with him. Right? Mahaprabhu's 24-year-old sannyasi, Sarvabhauma, this elderly, dignified, the court pundit of King Prataparudra, who after days of explaining deep Vedanta philosophy to Mahaprabhu said, give an indication, you're not nodding, or I look for eye contact. Give some indication that you follow what I'm saying. I know this is deep stuff. Maybe it's over your head. And Mahaprabhu, what did he say? Oh, I understand Vedanta. What are you talking about? Oh, I think you know and I don't. And that's when Sarvabhauma thinks, all right, I need to impress this young fellow. Nine explanations of Atmarama Sloka. Normally, if you could give one, that would be impressive. Gives nine varieties, depths, levels of explanation. And Guru Maharaj said, in that way, he had somewhat recovered his prestige. So then, what say you, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Dev? And then Mahaprabhu gives 18 explanations. That's double for the mathematically inclined. And Sarvabhauma is astonished, and in time, he reveals his Sadbhuj Murti, revealing his divinity to him, and converted him so far from the Brahmavad side of things, we can say. It's a pastime. He's Brihaspati, the guru of the devatas, descended in this world, being given entrance into Gaur Lila, an upgrade. So we're told, then he writes these 100 slokas in praise of Mahaprabhu, Vairagya Vidya Nidra Bhakti Yoga. But one verse of the Bhagavatam, the last line, Mukti Pade Sadayabhak. He crosses out the word Mukti and writes, Bhakti Pade Sadayabhak. And Mahaprabhu, why did you do that? Like normally you don't take a Bhagavatam and like cross out a word and put another word in. And he said, I can't stand the thought of Mukti now. Mahaprabhu, yeah, but in the Bhagavatam, Mukti Radvanyata Rupam Swaropena Vibhasi. Real Mukti is when you're in your Swarup, servitor form, absorbed and participating in the divine pastimes of Radha and Krishna. No need to change the word. But he'd been taken so far from one side to the other that he shuddered at the thought of that word. So Mahaprabhu was saying, I didn't find anyone like you. And Guru was saying, but Mahaprabhu is indirectly endorsing himself because Sarvabhauma in that sense is his creation. But when he says that, there's one exception, because he means all these people he met of various schools or different levels of bhakti. The exception being, on the advice of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he went to Godavari and met with Sri Ramananda Roy. And Sarvabhauma felt so embarrassed, ashamed. He's saying, we used to mock him as Vaishnav or devotee, like people sometimes, no, a devotee. He said, now I've come to truly understand his position. He's the person you should meet. And again, this is all divine and so beautifully, in the sense, although it's spontaneous, scripted by Yogamaya, that like we hear Nityananda in anticipation of joining with Nimai Pandit. He's gone on parikrama around India. Srup Damodar is in one place, Ramananda, and at a certain point, everything, they all come together by the divine arrangement. Really, Mahaprabhu will spend his final days with Ramananda, but so there has to be some point where they meet. And Ramananda is in what they would say is South India. And on the banks of the Godavari River, he's there. Even that is significant, bears its significance. Like Govinda, Godav, what the senses are searching for, what they are meant for, is delivered. And we've mentioned this before, that it is why we have senses. Srutva gunan bhuvana sundara sundatam te. Like the Queen Rukmini said, seeing you, I understand why there is sight, why we have eyes, why there is seeing. It's not just among the many things that can be seen, this is a wonderful thing to see or to appreciate. It's like why we have the gift of vision is to see the divine form of Krishna and all of his extensions, and hearing, to hear about him. Tasting. Krishna is tasteful and tasty. The fragrance, punyo gandak prativyamta cha. We smell the wonderful aroma of the flowers. And Garga Sangita says that the tulsi And one tulsi leaf is all the divine fragrances of all the beautiful aromatic flowers there are. It also mentions that only Krishna can smell that, perceive that, that everything is there. So the smell, like these champak flowers, the jasmine, the whatever, they're all in, and one tulsi leaf has everything. Right? So that Krishna, he is tasteful, tasty, he's everything. Govinda, the Adi Purush is Govinda. He's the personification and fulfillment of what the senses are seeking. Right? And Rishikesha Sevanam, Bhakti. And it's not only, oh, you're stuck with these senses, but if you engage them in the service of Krishna, they're not so bad. No. That's the beauty of that. That's what they're meant to do. It's not something you do on your way to Krishna, although that's not untrue, but beginning, middle, and end. Right. So it's on that Godavari River. And see, there everything is fulfilled, everything is realized. So when so Sarvabhauma said, while you're touring, make sure to meet with Ramananda. And we're told when Mahaprabhu goes there, he's sitting on the bank of the Godavari, and it's described as if the sun was sitting on the bank of the Godavari, dressed in saffron garments, right? Which is consistent with the poetry of Srila Rupa Goswami. Rasodama kamar buddha madhura damodula tuno jatinam, jati means sanya, jatinam utangshas taranik kara vidyoti basana. His radiance was so great that his saffron garments appeared to be glowing. But here, to what degree? For those who have the eye to see, like the sun is sitting dressed as a sannyasi on the bank of the Godavari. And Ramananda, with an entourage, they come there to meet. And he is, of course, overwhelmed to see the beauty of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they schedule an ontological meeting. And in that meeting, we should say, this is chapter 8. Of the Madhya Lila of Chaitanya Charitamritam. And I noticed in observing Srila Guru Maharaj that I never saw him read anything. And then one thing became clear is that although he had these glasses, they're mainly for show. He'd put them on, take them off, he'd say this, put them on, go, there's no difference. I can't see with or without them. They're almost like a prop. And so things would be read to him. And so I asked Gurudev, does Guru Maharaj ever read anything? And I didn't mean a newspaper. I meant like spiritual books. At first Gurudev said, no. And then he thought about it a little longer and he said, oh, he said, one thing. I said, oh, what is that? And he said, Ramananda Samvad, the 8th chapter, Madhya Lila, Chaitanya Charitamritam. He said, every now and then Guru Maharaj will call me in and have me read that to him again, or some section. And when Guru Maharaj himself would speak about it with such like glow and appreciation and love, he'd say, I get everything from there. He said, all theism, all Gaudiya Siddhanta is to be found there. And I've made the observation, his ontological method, can be traced there. And what I mean by that, if you look consistently, like dive deep into reality, represented there is Iho Bahya Agi Kahuar. When Mahaprabhu asks something of Ramananda, Ramananda responds, he'll say, Iho Bahya. That's external. Go deeper. Go. It says go further, but go deeper. Right? Because there's further and farther. Deeper is even better. They keep ratcheting it up until he says, Iho Hoy, this I accept. What was that? Stane stita shrutikatam tanuvan manobir. Brahma saying that give up jnane prayasam udapasanamanta eva. Give up trying to measure the infinite by finite means. More specifically, your intellect, your mind, your imagination. That's not the method. Then what is the method? Stane stita srutikatam tanuvan manobir. Whatever your situation is, wherever you are situated, whatever status in life, whatever stage of life you're in, wherever you are, it means whatever it is, everything's factored in. That begin hearing from the sat means the actual devotees, or those in connection with actual substantial devotees, this flow, this current, right? Prachodita, the inspiration descending from Saraswati to Brahma on down. Right? why did I say that? Because thematically, ontological. So you see there, it goes deeper and deeper and deeper, higher, more refined, more substantial. That means it's going, the more subtle, the more real. The gross, what is objective, to the degree something is gross, it is unreal, insubstantial. The subtle is where the substantial thing is located. That's why Guru Maharaj said, upasiddhanta, things which are misconceptions or against bhakti siddhanta, strikes the spinal cord of the proper thinking person. That's why Mahaprabhu, Sripadamidar is filtering things before they reach the ear of Mahaprabhu. Because the higher it is, the more fine it is, the more objectionable it is. The lower things are not our concern, or their concern. So dive deep in the reality, see it's gradation. Brihad Bhagavatamritam, gradation. Upadeshamritam, gradation. Guru Maharaj is all about gradation. He's saying there's gradation everywhere in everything. Gradations of Krishna conception. Vrindavana hoite shresta govardhana shoyala, gandharvika giritari jata krida koila. Vaikuntha, Lakshmi Narayan, Vaikuntha, Sitaram, Ayodhya, Rukmini, Dwarkanath, Dwaraka, Mathuranath, Mathura, Vrindavan, Govardhan, Radha Kunda Tata, the banks, Radha Kunda, the waters, gradation. This is something you observe that's consistent, and Srila Guru Maharaj's ontological method and way of analyzing and expressing Siddhanta. And he said, I get this all from the Ramananda Samvad. So he liked to revisit that. You can trace it in many things he says, but he liked to revisit it from time to time. That's so good. And he said, that, if I were to say, does he read anything? I would say he reads that repeatedly from time to time, again and again. And it was Guru Maharaj who went to Godavari in the time of Gaudiya Math to, they were establishing the footprints of Mahaprabhu under the order of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Wherever Mahaprabhu went, you'll see there's a marble carving of the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu they installed there. And he went there and they did more than they opened a temple. And Ban Maharaj was there at the time, who later recommended Srila Guru Maharaj to Srila Saraswati Thakur, recommended Guru Maharaj for sannyas to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And he says that there was a speech, a talk given by Srila Guru Maharaj there that was the greatest talk he'd ever heard. And if you think about all of whom he'd had the good fortune to hear, that's quite a statement. And it's from a god brother. He's saying, this is the greatest talk of all time that I've ever heard. That kind of glowing appreciation. And it reached the ear of Srila Saraswati Thakur as well, who, seeing this special connection that Srila Guru Maharaj has with the Ramananda Sambad, and therefore, by extension, Ramananda Roy, Vishakha Sakhi, Lalita Vishakha, etc., Rupa Rati, his given name was Ramendra Chandra Bhattacharya. As his mother prayed to Ram for protection on pregnancy complications. So happy to see the healthy child, you know, Ramendra Chandra. That was her conception. She can speak for herself about that. But that's what Guru Maharaj has told me. But so when he came to Gaudiya Math, Sri Gaudiya Math, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he gave him the name Ramendra Sundar. Right? Like keeping the Ramendra, modifying Ramendra Sundar. And when Guru Maharaj said, how am I to understand this Rama? As we remember, mother's thinking, you chant Ram Nam for protection, like Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshamam. So Guru said, how should I conceive this Ram, Rama? And Guru said, Saraswati Thakur said, Raman Radha, Radha Raman. That means Krishna, the lover of Srimati Radharani. And Guru Maharaj said at that time, he said, and that sound of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati vibrating, Radha Raman, he said, is still vibrating, still ringing in my ears. So Ramendra Sundar, but so perfect, says grasp of the Ramananda Sambad and his ability to represent that substantially and give an appreciation from others, substantial devotees, that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur at the time renamed him Ramananda Das Adhikari. So, and if you look at the end of the concluding slokas of the Prema Dhamma Deva Stotram, you'll see him referencing himself as Ramananda. Right? So, so Guru Maharaj is explaining that, and I just, my feeble attempt is just to give some level of representation. But the first sloka, we will find in Chaitanya Charitamritam, often the first sloka of a chapter uh, It's like the trailer for the chapter. It's going to tell you what's going to happen in this chapter, or the salient points that are to be grasped, or thematically what's being presented. So in that chapter, the first one, I think I can only remember the first two lines, but they're so beautiful. And he says, Sancharja Rama Bida Bhakta Meghe Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Chayamritani. Then some Gorabdi Ratnalayatam. It's so beautiful. And what he's comparing, because in this chapter, Ramananda Sambhad, it's Ramananda is instructing Mahaprabhu. So we should think, is that right? Mahaprabhu is the sannyasi. Ramananda is ostensibly a grihastha, right? So you would think the sannyasi is instructing the grihastha. But here, instead, we have Mahaprabhu is the sannyasi. He's asking questions from the grihastha Ramananda. Right? Why is that? Why is it that, and by analysis, varnashramic analysis, Ramananda could even be considered a Shudra, right? By profession or association, just to underscore this point. And it's a very beautiful thing to understand. And there we will find the verse that says, Kiba vipra, kiba nyasi, shudra kene noi, jay krishna tattva veta se guru hoy. Krishna tattva. Who knows Krishna tattva? The signs of Krishna tattva, bhakti tattva, rasa tattva, radha tattva, prema tattva, all these things. So it says here, whether it's irrelevant. Where one is a vipra, he's like a learned scholar, nyasi, kiba vipra, kiba nyasi, shudra, or shudra. What is the qualification? The point of emphasis? Krishna veta, Krishna tattva veta. Do they know Krishna tattva? If they do, then say guru hoy, then guru is to be found there. So he's demonstrating this here, but not in a generic representation of Krishna bhakti. Right? I'd say, well, maybe they're qualified to give a generic representation of Krishna consciousness. No, it's Vishakhasakhi. What does Vishakhasakhi teach? Do you think she gives a class on generic bhakti? General devotional principles? Mm-hmm. No. So Guru Maharaj said, really, as we take it that this is all the divine leela of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ishwara Puri as Guru, with apologies to Achyutananda, the son of Advaita Acharya, Keshava Bharati, the sannyas guru. Ramananda shall be considered as his Ragamarg Diksha guru. Right? Because it also is given there with reference what was later written by Srila Rupa Goswami. Only the Sakis can give you entrance into this plane. So this is also being underscored by Mahaprabhu, no less than Vishakhasakhi herself. Only they can give entrance or service and these pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And that means by extension, Rupa, Lalita, their assistants. So in one sense, it's mandatory that this approach. So what it says in this verse, Sancharja Ramabhida Bhakta Meghe. Megha means cloud. And he's saying, so what is Ramananda? On the Bhakti Siddhanta Chayamrita, there is this nectarine ocean of Bhakti Siddhanta. And it's as if a cloud appeared from there. Right? That means the cloud that has all the essence of the ocean of Bhakti Siddhanta, this cloud rises above that ocean. The Bhakta Meghe, that's Ramananda. And who's Mahaprabhu? So he's actually that ocean. In one place, Gaurav says, Siddhanta is Krishna. It's not just some esoteric thing that certain devotees know or are acquainted with. It is Krishna, right? It's inseparable from him. So what rises, Ramananda is like a cloud risen from that ocean of Bhakti Siddhanta, who's really originally Krishna, Mahaprabhu. And then what, and the form of Mahaprabhu, he's reigning again on the ocean by his talk, his expression. So when Mahaprabhu, he's inquiring and very humbly and sweetly, and at one point Ramananda saying, when he asked these questions, he said, I'm just an instrument that you're playing. Like the way the sitar player plays the sitar, the guitar player the guitar. He's saying, I'm an instrument and you play me and all these wonderful things come out. It's not really me in that sense. He wants to praise Mahaprabhu. But he's saying also, what internally you inspire me to say certain things, and I'm saying them to you. And of course, Mahaprabhu is happy to hear all of those things. But if we were to say, well, is that, gratuitous or self-approbation? Mahaprabhu, Radhar Mahima Prema Rasasyama Jagata Janata. He wants the glories of Radharani to be known in the world. And that's what he's asking these things and inspiring them to be said. But after they've established that the first principle is hearing from a substantial, a devotee of Krishna, everything before that is neither here nor there. That's your first contact point with reality. And Guru Maharaj said, the experts know, once having heard that, once you've heard Krishna conception from a substantial devotee of Krishna, regardless of your position, he said, your life in this world, Guru Maharaj said, the experts will say, today or tomorrow. Remember this little girl in Cambodia, when I promised her a donation the next day, she said, I said, I'll give you tomorrow. She goes, tomorrow never comes. So sometimes devotees might feel like that. Radharani herself says, who can wait so long? And Krishna's so fickle, and he only likes beautiful young gopis, and then beauty is there for, is a flower that wrinkles will devour, brightness falls from the air, queens have died, both young and fair, then your beauty vanishes, then Krishna won't be attracted anymore. Who can wait so long? It's just the mood of that betrays a particular level of hankering and pure lolium and hunger, thirst, the heart, the thirst of the heart. So as the conversation progresses, and Mahaprabhu was accepting, yes, when you hear from a devotee of Krishna, now you're connected to reality, now we're dealing with something real, go further. And he's describing more, and you know, Shantarasa, Dasya, Sakya, Vanta, each time he's saying, you know, go deeper, go deeper. That's where Guru Maharaj gets dive deep into reality, is the Ramananda Samvad. So he's going deeper, deeper, until last, he wants to hear about Krishna and Radharani, about them. Krishna Tattva, Radha Tattva, he wants to hear these things. And when Ramananda is describing the position of Srimati Radharani, so perfectly and succinctly he establishes her supremacy by mentioning first that in the when the Rasa Lila is in full swing, right? Remember, Ramananda's Vishakha Sakhi, and saying that, so at a certain stage, Vishakha starts singing and dancing, and we're talking, she's expert at music, dance, sing, everything, playing instruments. And whatever was experienced up to that point has been surpassed. So everyone is astonished. Then Lalita Sakhi sings and dances, surpassing even that. And it's still going on. And then we're told, like Guru Maharaj's deities, Gandharva, Govinda Sundar. Right? Guru, Gauranga, Gandharva, Govinda Sundar to you. That, why Gandharva? Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's deities, Gandharvika Giridhari. But there you see that name again, Gandharva, Gandharvika. And meaning that like a Gandhar, she's singing, dancing. She is. That is Gandharva. Singing and dancing to keep Krishna enchanted and to keep him exclusively focused. So then we're told, she sings and dances in such a way that it astonishes everyone, cancels everything they've seen up to this point, but then she leaves in a huff, thinking that, oh, Krishna is giving me equal treatment. All these gopis are here, I'm one of the group. Like, I'm with the group, right? So she leaves, and Krishna, in the presence of billions, trillions of gopis, the overall experience of the rasa dance goes down for Rasa Raj Krishna. It's not as tasteful, as enjoyable as it was moments ago. What happened? Then he can understand. One left. This is spiritual mathematics. Ramananda is showing in very, you know, Radham Madaya Hridaye Tyaja Braja Sundari takes a line from Gita Govinda saying, taking her in his heart exclusively, Tyaja Braja Sundari means the Braja Gopis, Tyaja means he gives up all of them and goes to search for her and her alone. That tells you that this one is more qualified than the trillion, right? Normally you would think a trillion minus one is very similar, not minus this one. This one is more valuable than a trillion. And who are the trillion? It's all super servitors. That gives you a hint of how qualified she is, right? The better half of Krishna. Srimati Radharani. So he searches for her. He leaves. And this way, just in a very short way, he has expressed her overwhelming supremacy. And it's going on. Many things are discussed there. It's beyond what is appropriate for us to discuss, even attempt. But when we're at the Chaitanya Charitamritam class and Parayan, the continuous reading, can hear these things. But as it continues, Mahaprabhu is asking these questions, Ramananda is answering. But Ramananda is starting to see Mahaprabhu a little differently. And Mahaprabhu is saying, is something wrong? And he's saying, well, when we first sat down, I saw the sannyasi, like the sun dressed in the saffron garment. And as we go on continually discussing these things, and saying, I don't see a sannyasi anymore. Mahaprabhu, what do you see? He said, I'm seeing Shyama Sundar Krishna. It's, you know, Navakishore, Krishna, Narva Avatar Swarup, Gopavesh, Venukar, Navakishore, Natabar. I see Shyama Sundar Krishna in the dress of a cowherd boy. And Mahaprabhu said, oh, we've heard about the Mahabhagavatas, those great devotees. Wherever they cast their glance, they see Krishna. I'm so fortunate to be in your association. So you see Krishna in everywhere and everything. So when you look at me, of course you're seeing Krishna. And then Ramananda said, oh, please don't tease me in this way. Imagine he's saying, you see Krishna everywhere? You look at me, you're seeing Krishna. Of course. We bow to that. And he said, no, my Lord, don't tease me like that. He said, but that's not all I see. What else do you see? It's bewildering. I'm not only seeing Shyama Sundar Krishna, but I see a golden girl and her effulgence and her heart as enveloped with Krishna. What is this? And Mahaprabhu answered by saying, I cannot conceal myself from your loving eye. Premanjana charita bhakti vilochanena santaksa deva hridayeshu vilokani. What is in the heart of Ramananda? He's saying, I can't hide from you. For Sarvabhauma, I could show him Shadbhuj Murti, and he's happy with that. Ishwar Murti, my divinity. He's spun off in some divine madness describing that, and that's a wonderful thing. But from you, I cannot conceal myself. Yes. I am, it's what you see, Rasa Raj Krishna, Mahabhav Swarupini Radha Thakurani. Rasa Raj Mahabhav Dui Ek Rup, combined in one form. And Guru Maharaj said, see how they mingle. And Ramananda fainted. And by fainted, we mean unable to remain conscious of the external world, just totally the spiritual world, unable to maintain consciousness in this plane. And we say, Krishna, Kandarpa Koti Kamani Avishesha Shobham, Shobhana Krishna, the beauty of Krishna, 10 million cupids combined as one, the magnitude and magnetism of the seductive beauty, charm, sweetness of Krishna. Right? But that Krishna, Madan Mohan, who's bewildering even Cupid, who's got the whole world bewildered, that Krishna, Madan Mohan Mohini, Srimati Radharani, is bewildering him. Right? By her beauty, charm. So how inconceivably beautiful she is, must be. But then to think, the two of them combine, that's unthinkable, inconceivable, Ramana, fainting. And how so? Raso dama kamar buddha madhur damodula tanur. Rupa Goswami, so beautiful. These Cupid and fullest expression. And Guru Maharaj, koti kami murchi tangri rupa rasa rangaram prema dama deva meva nomi gora sundaram. 10 million Cupids will faint to see the beauty of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Ramananda faints, and when he awakens, again he sees the sannyasi. And then Mahaprabhu said, I want to spend the rest of my life with you. You must come and join me in Puri, and in time again, Ramananda makes his way to Puri, and there with Swarup Damodar, because you know, Mahaprabhu is Radha Bhavaduti Subalita, enveloped in the heart and halo of Srimati Radharani, and in his final days behind closed doors in the Gangbira, last 12 years of his manifest pastimes, relishing Gita Govinda, Krishna Karnamritam, Jagannath Balava Nataka, written by Ramananda, songs of Chandidas, Vidyapati, in their company. And it makes perfect sense ontologically. If he's going to fully embrace the mood, heart of Srimati Radharani, then who can better assist him, her, than Lalita, Vishakha, Swarup Damodar, and Ramananda. But how qualified Ramananda, how special. Oops. That in the Antya Lila, we're told of when Pradyumna Misra wants to hear Krishna Katha from Mahaprabhu. Right? And Mahaprabhu says mysteriously, what do you say? Krishna Katha Ami Jani Na. And if you think about it, it's like, in other words, you say to Krishna, can you tell me something about Krishna? He goes, I don't know any Krishna Katha. It's too high for me. I thought, you're Krishna. Yes, I am. So think about it. If I'm telling you, I don't know it. What am I going to say about myself that hasn't already been said in the Vedas, the Puranas, etc.? Wasn't Bhagavad Gita enough for you? But this sort of Krishna Katha, Tavakatamritam tapta jivanam, kavibiriditam kalmasha apaham, Sravanamangalam Srimadatatam Bhuvi Gurunantite Buridajana. It is the exclusive domain of the Braja Gopis. They're the ones who give us the talks about Krishna. The devotees, the supreme devotees of Krishna. So, again, you can only get this particular quality of substance from the Sakis and their assistants. So he says, as he heard from Ramananda, Mahaprabhu, the sannyasi, telling Pradyumna Misra, you go in here from Ramananda. I heard Krishna Katha from him. He's the substantial person. Go in here from him. So on the advice of Sri Chaitanya Dev, he approaches Ramananda. And we're told for this drama that he wrote, Jagannath Ballabha Natak, there are these girls in Puri. They're known as Dev Dasis. And Dev means the Lord. Sometimes the Lord called Dev, D-E-V. And Dev Dasis were girls from a very young age. They're devoted exclusively to the service, the pleasure of the deity. They're trained to dance, sing, like Gita Govinda and other things like that. So they exist exclusively as, you know, maidservants of the deity, Dev Dasis. So he wrote this Jagannath Ballabha Natak and needed to train these girls how to perform, to what sort of gesturing, mudras, expressions. So he's like their coach. And as their coach, he's also caring for them, their diet, their physical training, their therapy. He is sometimes also massaging their bodies, right? I'm just saying this because it's in the massaging their entire bodies, right? So when Pradyumna Misra approaches Ramananda, here Krishna Katha, his attendant saying like, he's busy right now with the Dev Dasis. And Pradyumna Misra, well, give my dandavats. I just wanted to give my dandavats. And then he returns to Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu says, so did you hear Krishna Katha from Ramananda? And he's saying, he was engaged at the time, so I just gave my dandavats, but I'm good, I'm happy. And Mahaprabhu was saying, oh. He can see the apprehension. He said, you know, as a sannyasi, he said, if I hear a feminine name, it can bring a reaction in my mind. As we're told in Sanskrit, feminine names should end in long vowels and be pleasing to the ear. Right? Like, there's a difference between everywhere in the world between men's names and women's names. Women's name, there should be pleasing to the ear. And technically end in a long vowel, pleasing to the ear. He's saying, if I hear the name of a woman, it can get a reaction in my mind. Awaken something. He said, or if I see the representation of the form of a woman, could be a statue, a carving, this, whatever it is, a picture. He said, some reaction may come to me. He said, not so Ramananda. He said, he only appears to be here as a human being with a human form. He said, actually, he has aprakrita deho. That word aprakrita is significant because he didn't say dibya deho or swarup. He said aprakrita because aprakrita means mundane. Aprakrita means looks mundane but is not. The highest pastime of Krishna, his abode, is aprakrita, human-like but not. So he's saying, Ramananda, you may think that he is an ordinary human being or an extraordinary human being, but actually, and has a form like that. But it is an aprakrita deho. He said, and there is not even a trace amount of the male gaze or exploiting tendency in Ramananda. And in this context, he's taking himself as a sannyasi. He's saying, where's myself? The name could awaken something, a form, an image, but not for Ramananda. And then he says something that's very important and should be noted by Sahajiya wannabes. He said, there's Ek Ramananda. There's only one. There aren't two, three, four, five. Ek, there's one Ramananda. And that's the person I'm sending you to hear about these things. So it's like, Sridhanvato anusrinayadatta varnayedyak bhakti param bhagavati pratilabdhya kamam hridrogam ashru apya hinoti achirena dhira api hinoti achirena dhira. He's dhira to the extreme. It's Vishakha Sakhi, right, appearing in a particular way. She can train these girls without their even, trace amounts of exploiting tendency. Right? Saying, this is the person you can hear about Krishna from. So with that sort of endorsement from Mahaprabhu, he returns. And then he meets Ramananda Roy, and Ramananda says, oh, forgive me, I apologize for not being able to receive you last time, and how can I serve you? And he said, well, on Mahaprabhu's recommendation, I've come to hear Krishna Katha from you. I said, well, what sort of Krishna Katha would you like to hear? He said, I would like to hear what you expressed on the banks of the Godavari River. And then we're told, this is somewhere in the late morning, Ramananda begins his Hari Katha, Krishna Katha. And it goes past lunch and into the afternoon. And madly, he's expressing these things into the evening until he concludes. And of course, Pradyumna Mishra is so happy and satisfied, and he returns to his place. So, and what does Guru Maharaj say in the verse? Sri Swarupa Ramananda Gambirantya Leelanam Dvara Sapta Banhi Garbha. Banhi Garbha, Gurudev called it the fire bed of separation. It's inconceivable, but beautifully expressed there toward the end of Prema Dhamma Devastotram. Hare Krishna, Srila Ramananda Roy Tirubhav Mahamahutavatiti Ki Jai.